Masna Adam Aleruvai. A person can make a tnai and the Eruvei Tchumim what he's putting down. Ba'ema, and he says as follows. Imbo unochim min ha-mizrach. The goyim will come tomorrow on the mizrach side. So Mamela, he finds it necessary to have to run away from the shtot. So the further Meirev he can get, the better it is for him. So Eruvi la Meirev. That means he put down two Eruvi Tchumim. One on Mizrach, on the safe of his Tchum, and one on Meirev. And he doesn't know which Erev he wants to be Kaine. So he makes a Tanai. In Bo Nochim in a Mizrach, if the Goyim are going to come tomorrow from Mizrach, then I want that the Erev and Meirev should be Chal. Min ha-Meirev, if Goyim will come min ha-Meirev, then I want Eruvi le-Mizrach. Then I want the Erev and Mizrach to be Chal. So this already, let us see Rashi. Masna Odom al-Eruvoi. Miniach Odom Shnei Erevin. He puts down two Eruvi Tchumim. Echad le-Seif al-Payim le-Mizrach be-Isai. Ve'echad l'seif alpayim amo l'mayrev beisoy. Ve'oyma, im bo unochim min ha-mizrach, if goyim are going to come in ha-mizrach, ve'tzorich ani livroyach mipnayim, and I'll have to run away from them. Yikno li eruvei she'b'mayrev. Ve'yili b'mayrev, so I'll gain that on the tzad mayrev, yili b'mayrev beisi, dalet alpayim amo. So I'll have 4,000 amis. Afal gav deloy osu ad lemocho. So Rashi says the gewaldike chiddush of the Mishnah. That means the goyim are going to come tomorrow. The biru in which ruach he should be kain an erev tchumim. So it's going to become this barer tomorrow. And he has a tremendous problem, but he has to be kainish vise. Bein hashmoshes, he has to be kainish vise. So in which ruach is he kainish vise? Which erev is chal? He's making a chalois now, which is dependent on asidis. The birur of the chalois I'm making now will first become this barer through a maise ba asidis the next day. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is Omrina and Yesh Breire, that we say that a pula nasidis can be mevarer the chalois that is done now. The bein hashmoshes kon aloy eruv aydidach gise. That bein hashmoshes he was the erev of the other side was kind of the goyim are going to come on Mizrach, so the mele the erev of Meirev is kind of. In bo lekan ulekan. Then he's masna another tnai. He's masna, what'll be if goyim will come from both sides? So then I'll have to decide which is the lesser of the two evils, which one I have to run away from. Lemokim she'erza eilech. So whatever I'll decide tomorrow, in which ruach I want to go, so I want should be chal now. Loi bo loi lekan veloi lekan. If none of the goyim will come, hareini kibnei iri. So then I don't want to be kaine any erev tchumim. I want my shvise should be in my house. So these are all the tnoyim that he can make. In Boch, and everything is tali in the birur of asidis. So the Mishnah holds yesh breira. Now the Mishnah says another case that a person could have an interest in being kaine an erev tchumen. In Boch chacham min hamizrach. That means he has an interest that chachamim are coming and they're going to be chutz l'tchum iroi, and he doesn't know from which ruach the chachamim will be coming. So he says as follows, Im bo chocham min ha-mizrach, eruvi le-mizrach. If the chocham will come mitzad mizrach, so I want to be kainem, my erev min ha-mizrach should be kainem. Min ha-mayrov, eruvi le-mayrov. And they want the Meirev Erev should be Kaine. Bo lekan u lekan, if two Chachomim are coming, one from Mizrach and one from Meirev, so I'll decide tomorrow which Erev I wanted to be Kaine now by Nashmoshes. Lamokim she'er tzeilech. Loi lekan ve loi lekan, hareini kibnei iri. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Im hoya echad mehem rabbi, if one of these two chachomim was rabbi, hoylech eitzel rabbi. Now let us see Rashi. Bo chacham lemizrech chutz letchum iri. A chacham is coming tomorrow. Nis chutz letchum iri. Veroitza ani lilmoid teirem ipif. And I want to learn from him. So I have to be kind of shvise, a place closer to where he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to come in a Mizrach or in a Meirah. I'll find out which Ruach the Chacham decided to come. Rab Yehuda Omer, Zogt Rashi, Im bo lekan u lekan. And the last case of the Mishnah, that a Chacham is coming min ha-Mizrach. A Chacham is coming min ha-Meirev. Ve'echad mehem rabbi, and one of them is rabbi, yeilech eitzel rabbi, v'lo yeitzel Chacham. So then, which Erev is koine? The Erev that was made for rabbi. V'lo yeitzel Chacham. The kimlon begave, it's anan sadi, the bishas knias eruv, daite lemikni lei ahu eruv de letzad rabbi. We have anan sadi, hizicha wanted to be koine shvise by the tzad rabbi. Umiyu ihu hu de lo yoda la ezem in atstodim yovoi. Vahashta de yoda lohosam lezo. So Rav Yehuda said a chiddush that if one of the two chachamim is rabbi, we have a non sadi that he wanted to be kainish vise with the erev that will enable him to go to rabbi. Now lechayre from Rashi weist achoyz that he was aware of this before Shabbos that two chachamim are coming, and one of them is rabbi. Umiyu, because Rashi says, Umiyu ihu hu de lo yoda la ezem in atstodim yove. He didn't know which side the Rebbe is going to come. So Vaisis, he didn't know that the Rebbe is coming. He knew that another Chacham is coming, but he didn't know which side the Rebbe is going to come. So Lachayre, it's very modne. So if he didn't know which side the Rebbe was going to come, and Rabbi Yehuda says, we have a non sadi, that he wants to be koine shvise in the ruach that the Rebbe is going to come. So, eretach nishtzem zach. What did he say? He said, la'eze mehem shel lamokim she'erze eilech. What's a lamokim she'erze eilech? You should say, lamokim rabbi eilech. If that is true, what you are saying, that we have a non-sadi, that a person, zicha, wants to be kind of shvisa to enable himself to go to the Rebbe. So what's lemokim she'erze, to the place I will want to go? We know where you want to go. We know where you want. She said, lemokim rabbi eilech. The Rishash asks this kasha. The Rishash says he would have said, not like Rashi, he would have said that he did not know Bechlal that the Rebbe is coming. He heard that there were called Kairis, that there's a Chochem coming min a Mizrach, a Chochem coming min a Meirev, and in Mele he did not know who the Chachomim were, and he said the one, Lamokim She'erze Eilech. And then we find out that the Rebbe is coming from this Ruach, so Rabbi Yudah says there's a non-sadi, so you don't need his later Birur, and his later Birur won't help. There's a non-sadi that he meant that the Ruach, that the Rebbe would come, he wants to be Kainish Visa. But that's if he didn't know. From Rashi, Vais, Tachais, Afilu, he did know. I mean, it's taki very schwer. Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yehuda learned that when one of them is the Rebbe, Lemokim She'erze means, das heißt, the Mokim that the Rebbe will come. That's the Erze. That means it's a non-sadi, that's what he means. If he thought fakel. That's lemakim she'eretz, it means the mokim I will, which I will want, and that is the mokim, the ruach that my Rebbe will cover. Why didn't say a different lotion? Akashef ha-maisa. V'imhoyu shneyem raboisov. What if both of them were his rabbis? This is a hemshech of Rabbi Yehuda. Then is lemokim she'yirtze yeilech. So Taisa says, v'imhoyu shneyem raboisov. Yitzich lashmina fele'echot rabbi muvik. That one was a rabbi muvik. So here, Rabbi Yehuda is moidem. That even though it's Rabbi Muvik, but here there's no Kimlei that he wants to go to the Rabbi Muvik. Here Taket says it's a Sofik HaShokul. So here it's Taket the Biru, which Ruach he wants to be Kaine Shvise, is Toli Taket in his Morgen de Kerotzen. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ki also Rabbi Yitzchok, Toni Ipre Kulo Masnissen. Sagt Rashi, es ist Rabbi Yitzchok her aber reise, Tony Ibre, sagt Rashi, eise mas nise biyode, Rabbi Yitzchok came with a bereise, the Tony Ibre, but Mamish, the bereise was the opposite of our Mishnah. Boireach minachocho, that means in his bereise it says as follows, im yovoi noch im bochocho minamizrach iruvi lamayrof, he wants to be kind of the opposite ruach that the chochem is going to come. And by nochem, it says in bo nochem min ha-mizrach, iruvi le-mizrach, fakert, he wants bedavke to be kind of shvise where the goyim and the ruach, where the goyim are going to come. The Tony Ipre, boi reyach min ha-chochem, umasnim bo chochem le-mizrach, iruvi le-mayret. Ulagabi nochrim, Tony, de lahutza, de laise nochrim, likne ruve. He wants to be kind of shvise, and the tzad that the nochrim are going to come. Fregt es otze stire. Kashe nochrim a nochrim, kashe chochom a chochom. Hey, it's a sake to be a bereise that says, punkt verkehrt from the svore chitzayin of the Mishnah. And with the gemore nochrim a nochrim, loy kashe. Ho befahagavne, ho bemori demoso. Chochem achochem loikashe, ho bemoisev pirki, ho bemikri shema. Zot Rashi. Pahagvani gaboi hamas. The Mishnah is speaking about who is coming, the tax collectors. Uboireach mipneim. So there he's interested to know which ruach they're coming to make sure that he should get to the other ruach. He should have more place to run away on the other ruach. That's the goyim of the Mishnah. The goyim of the Bereis is mori de moso. Tzoichu lefayis oi litzoik. That he has to go, the mori de moso, the balabos of the shtot is coming, and he has to be mefayis, abikivege tzeichen su atoisvis weiter and daf pei beis. That Taisus asks a kasha, ma'al v'nelu l'dvar mitzvah. So what's this inyan of lefayis ha'ilitzoy? So Taisus says it's tzolchei rabim. The rabim need hishtadlis by the mori de Mosa. So me'mei lefakert. Well, he wants to know which ruach is coming that he should be able to go to him. Mefakchem aliskei rabim b'shabes. So me'mei le, that's called tzolchei mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns mori de Mosa. Agos Yaivitz wants to say, Moreid Mose, Bemelech. He's a Melech. The Ike Mitzvah, the Gemara says in Brochavis, Loilam Yorots, a person should run to see, Afilu Malchay Umeis Oilam. So Memele, so he wants to be there when the Melech is coming. What's with Chochem Achochem? So the Gemara says as follows. Our Mishnah is speaking about Moisev Pirki. That it's speaking about the chochem that is coming is lidvroish perab. Someone's going to come Shabbos and say, Adroshe, is das ha'odom leilich lishmoy. A person enjoys this, to listen, to go and to hear Adroshe. So therefore the Mishnah says, that bochachem lemizrachi, ruvi lemizrachi. He wants to be kainah shvi'is in order to enable himself to go to hear the drosh of the chacham. Aye, the beraisa that says that it's bochachem lemizrachi, he wants to go to meirit. So speaking about mikri shma kloima, melamdei tenoikis lispalo. The chacham that's coming is a melamed davdiki. He teaches how to dav. And if that's the chacham, so he wants to be kind of shvis in the other direction. First we'll see Rashi. Umas nisin de Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Mishnah of Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about as follows. I'm sorry. Umas niso de Rabbi Yitzchak. The Barais of Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about as follows. The Osu Beitre. That two chachomim, he says, the Barais did not speak about all the fella of the Mishnah. The Barais spoke about this fowl in bo echad min ha-mizrach, in echad min ha-mayim, in bo lekan o lekan, so memele, in this case, Rabbi Yitzchak has a different mahalach in the Barais. Masnisit Rabbi Yitzchak b'da osu b'itrei. Tu chachomim ha-komim. Chad lahai gise, v'chad lahai gise. Masnisit, now, Adam Moisef Pilkekoi. So you have one Chacham was coming is a Baal Darshan, and he's going to give a drosha and one ruach, and the other one on the other side is coming. He's a Malamed Dardiki. Umasnisen Adam Moisef Pilkekoi. The Mishnah is going on the Moisef Pilki. Vachikama. Bo Moisef Pilki leMizrach. If the Moisef Pilki will come to Mizrach, I want to be Koishit Koinish Visa be Mizrach. Oy, or the second case, Bo Lekan Olekan, the Tavayu Moisevi Pilki, Lemokim She'er Tzeilech. Kshayivro Loi Lemocha, and later, tomorrow, and we'll find out which Ruach the Moisef Pilki came, or which one he decides to go to. Amrinen Huvra Radovo, the Bishask Knees Erev, Daite Ahu Chochem Have. So Tzuvra Dovolam Afreya, that his das was on this Chocham. Ud Rabbi Yitzchakoi, Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about a Mikrishma. He's speaking about the Mikrishma that's coming in the other direction. Vohi Koma. Bo Mikrishma le Mizroch. A Mikrishma is coming le Mizroch. And a Moisef Pirki is coming l'mayrev. A Ruvi ad Moisef Pirki l'mayrev. Ba mikrishma l'mayrev. A Ruvi ad Moisef Pirki l'mizrach. Ba lekan l'kan tovayu Moisevi Pirki. Both of them are Moisevi Pirki. Zagov habyuda bechoch ushneyem shovim. Both of them are Moisevi Pirki, is Lamokim She'er Tzeilech. Kach Shamati. Now, we have to understand, Rashi is, the way Rashi says Pshat in the Gemara, it's very schwer, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak spoke out that he does not want, he's a boireyach from the Mikri Shema. If the Mikrishma is coming here, I want to go there. But not that he's a bereach from the Mikrishma. He's not interested in the Mikrishma. I mean, he wants to go to the other one because the other one is giving a drosha. He learned already Aleph Beis in davening. So, but he's not a bereach. The Indian of Rabbi Yitzchak was that he was a bereach. If he's coming here, I want to go there. Vice versa, if the Mikrishma wouldn't be coming, I wouldn't want to go there. So why is he a bereach? So the Ritva explains Shitas Rashi as follows. He knows that two chachamim are coming. That the Kelkeire is already, he knew that a Mikri Dardiki is coming and a Maise Pirki is coming. And each one is going to come from an opposite Rurach. And he also knew that the Mikri Dardiki is going to come before the Maise Pirki. Because the Mikri Dard to teach the kinder davening in the morning. And the Moise Pirki, but it's better at Rosh, that will be before Minche Mestamet. So he knows that one will come before the other. V'tov v'yoda, so this is the Loshen of the Ritva. V'yoda she'tov iloi betchile shmuas b'yosei shal Mikri Shema, shoho yodakei lemaher lovoi mikoidem. He knew that he's going to hear the shmue of the Mikri Dardiki before the other one. So Memele, and he knows they're coming in opposite directions. So Memele and Fakert, so as soon as he hears that the Mikri Dardiki is coming mina Mizra, so he knows, oh, I have to be kinder Shvisa mina Mayrev. So Memele, if we didn't hear yet about the other one, but he knew that he's got, that's the Cheshbon. So Mamela, so he's Mavar, so that is his biru, the Moisef Pirki is coming the other direction. That's how the Ritva learns Pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi. The Yaivitz and the Teiris Chaim bring down a very interesting Pshat from the Oruch. The Oruch also had this Kasha. The Oruch had this kasha. Why? Well, he wants to run away from the Mikri Dardiki. If he doesn't want to go to Miznish, what should he want to run away? Zok the Oruch seretzach the Mikri Dardiki kum plevakish moment. He wants to come and want tuition already. So that's why. So that's the cheshbon. Not with two chachamim. It's talking about one Mikri Dardiki. He owed him already for months. So he's coming. So then later I found the Teiris Chaim as the kasha. If you hold a ma'av and ela l'dvar mitzvah is l'chayre, it's nish kein dvar mitzvah. It's nish kein b'efshis nish batap, but it's nish kein dvar mitzvah to run away from the Rebbe that you owe money. It's a mitzvah to pay tuition, not to run away from it. So the Teiris Chaim says, according to this pshat af mezodin, that the town holds that ma'av and afilu l'dvar rishus. That's what the Teiris Chaim says. Zog die Gemara weiter. Rab Yehuda Omer, im hoyo echad mehem, if one of them was Rabboi, so we say that what, at Kimlon, that he wanted to be kind of Shvise, so he said, b'mokem she'erze, so it's Kimlon that means that with the Ruach that the Rebbe will come, that's why he wants to be kind of Shvise. The Rabbonon, Zimnin de Nechlei Bechavrei Tveime Rabbi. There's no such an Ansadi. Take the Rebbe kommt, and the Chavre kommt from the Zweite Ruach, who's also a Chochem, so could be verkehrt. He wants to gain more from the Chavre than from the Rebbe. Harbe Lamati Me Rabbi, Sevi Yosef Me Chavrei, so could be verkehrt. He wants to go to the Chavre. So there's no an Ansadi. So it's Take, it's Mitle Toli, in what he'll decide on the next day. Zogt Rashi, V'rabonon, the pligiad Rab Yehuda, da afilu echad mehem rabo yelech la'ize sheyirtze, that means it's not mavur, there's no kimlon, de zimnen de nechele le'inish b'chavrei tvei merabay. V'yesh loimer breire af kan. So I don't understand the Loshen of Rashi of here at all. Because Rashi in the Mishneh Vaistachois, he didn't know which Ruach the Rebbe is coming. So I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also Toli in breire. If he doesn't know which Ruach is coming. So it's also Toli in breire. So, Vosogt Rashi, v'yesh loimer breire af kan. I mean, breire, if Rashi would say, v'yesh loi ha breire, that he could be boire later, so then it would be good. So it means something else. He has the right to choose which one he wants. V'yesh loi ha breire. Aber der Leute, achs mit der Loschen auf Rashi ist wie ein Schleimer Breire auf Kahn. Hier, you also say yes, you say yes Breire. Ich mein, according to Rabiud, you also say yes Breire. There's no shail about Breire. According to Rabiud, also you have to know which Ruach. He didn't know which Ruach the Rabbi is coming. So therefore, it's not clear this Rashi. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yehuda immer, im Hoyo Echod Mehen, this we said already. Amar Rav, leise lemas nisin midetoni ayoy. So in our Mishnah, we see that Rabbi Yehuda also holds Breire. Forget in the whole Mishnah we see him, he holds Breire. I mean, the way Rashi said before that he doesn't know which Ruach the Rebbe will come. Or later Rabbi Yehuda says Breire, v'moye shneim rabboisim lemokim sheyirtzo yeylech. So we see klar, Rabbi Yehuda holds Breire. Omar Rav lesser lemasnisen midetoni ayoy. Our Mishnah is not oiskalten laloche from a bereisa of ayoy. The toni ayoy, ayoy said, Rabbi Yehuda oimer ein oda masne al shnei dvorim kechot. A person cannot make a tnai al shnei dvorim kechot. Elo, im bochochem lemizrach, eruvi lemizrach. That type of a tnai he can make. That he can say, Bochochem lemizrach, I want Eruvi lemizrach. If he doesn't come, I wanna be koinish visa bebesi. Or, Bochochem lemayrev, Eruvi lemayrev. And if he doesn't come lemayrev, I wanna be shavis bebesi. Avalakan alakan loy. But, if he'll make a tnai, I want to be kind of like. So, Mamela, we see from Ayoy that Ayoy holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. Lekan or Lekan, if a Chochem will come from each Ruach, and I don't know which Ruach is, and I don't know which one I want to go to, I'll decide tomorrow. So, he doesn't hold a Breire. Frag the Gemara, if Ayoy said that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breire, maishno lekan lekan deloy, de ein Breire, lemizrach lemayrov nami ein Breire. So the first halacha is shver. The first halacha he said as follows. If the Chochem comes lemizrach, when he became shvisa lemizrach. If he won't come lemizrach, I want to be kind of shvisa bebeisi. And I don't want to be kind of shvisa bemokim eire. So his mokim shvisa is tali in asidis. It's tali if the chacham will come later lemizrach. So mamonashech, if Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of breire, so why does the first tnai help? In bo chacham lemizrach, eruvi lemizrach. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ukvar bo chochem. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Leso lemas nisen. Diktoni Rabbi Yehuda. O yushneim rabboisov. Lemokim sheyirtze yeilech. Rabbi Yehuda said that if both were rabboisov, lemokim sheyirtze yeilech. So the place will decide tomorrow. Which ruach to go to? Which ruach to be kind of shvis helps? Al misle Rabbi Yehuda breire. Where do we see he holds breire? The erev meyesmel kome. The erev was already kind of yesterday. Vihu ashdu de kaborilei. Now he's being mevare. Which erev was kind of yesterday? Vam rinen uvrar hadovo. The meyesmel nami daitoi lahai have. We say what he decides the next day. I assume that was his das today also. So therefore, the erev of erev Shabbos is chal. Zogt der Lasse lemas nisen eine Ike. It's not a scout. Mi de toni ayoy, heil waschen mas nisa. De toni ayoy. De lav hochiu ayoy said, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of breire. Ayoy shem choch. And ayoy said as follows, Ein Adam Masne al Shnei Dvorim Loimer Bo Lekan O Lekan. That means if a chacham will come to Mizrach and a chacham will come to Meirat, the makim she'eretz ha'ilech, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of this. There ain't breirim. El al echad, only if there's a sofik on one ruach. Ve'ein ha'yedei le'echin yavoi, yochei lahasnois, ve'loime bo chacham le'mizrach, erubi le'mizrach. Fragt die Gemara, what is the difference? Meishna lekan o lekan, de tola atzmei loime beize she'erza eilech le'shari Rabbi Yehuda. If he said that the one I'll decide to go to tomorrow should not, so that Erev should be kind of to Erev ben Shmoshe is, dein breire, de chibore le'moch amrin en shem o esmel ki kon Erev. Lav daite ahachave elo aidoch. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Now, before I go further, I want to be medayik something from this Rashi. Later we'll see dachsen daf lamed zayin amed beis, it's a machlokes harishonim. And Rashi shita in chulin is one way. We have a klal, ein breire. The machlokes, yesh breire, ein breire. Now, we're going to have a case pretty soon of breire. And the case is as follows, that a person purchased wine, Erev Shabbos, lakeach yayim mibein akusim, and he has to be mafresh truma and maisres, and now he doesn't have a keli to be mafresh truma and maisres, and he wants to use the wine for Shabbos, so he's in a difficult position. So he says as follows, shnei lugim shani osid lahafresh harei hein truma. That means like this, I'm making now Trume. But what am I making Trume? He wants to drink the wine Shabbos. And he has no way to be Mevarer the wine now. He doesn't have any Kalim. So he says, the two Lugim, that I will be Mafrish, Meitzoy Shabbos, these two Lugim should now be Trume. So the halacha is, he's allowed to drink the wine. And we say when he's drinking the wine, he's not drinking the Trume. He's drinking Chulin. And which is the Trume? The Trume is the two Lugim that Meitzoy Shabbos is Mafresh. So that is the Svar of the Mandi Yoma that holds Yesh Breire. So let us really appreciate the Chiddush of Yesh Breire. That means the Maisa Hafroshe Shani Osed LaHafresh is now, the Trume is Chal now, and which one is the Trume Chal? And the Shani Osid LaHafresh. So the Shani Osid LaHafresh is now not Boilam. That means the Maisa Afroshe, which will make that this is the Shani Osid LaHafresh, is now not Boilam. And the Trum is Chalna. So in the middle, that's the Chiddush, that even though I want the Chalois to be Chal now, and what is it Chal? It'll become Nisbara tomorrow, but it's Chal now. What will be Nisbara tomorrow should be Chal now. So the man, the Amal, holds, yes, breire, I can do such a thing. And it's chal now on the Shnei Lugim Shani Yosid Lafrish is allowed to drink the wine. What is the svar of the man, the Amal, that holds ein breire? So there's a machlekes harishayim. Other rishayim learn, you can't, which Shnei Lugim are you making now a chalais trume? Can you point to me? I don't know. The Shani Yosid Lafrish, but now has to be chal trume. And you're not being, now I have no birur how the chalais trume, and what the chalais trume should be chal. So other rishonim learn, so it's not chal. You can't make such a chalais. If you can't make a chalais trume on something which now is not mevura, now it has to be chal. So you can't do such a thing. So if you can't do such a thing, so what is it? It's tevel. Faltik. If he's a kohen, he also can't drink from the wine. That's one mahalach. And this mahalach is very understandable. If you don't hold a breire, you cannot make a chalois now, which is totally in asidus. The asidus will be mevare what I made now. You can't do such a thing. Rashi shiten erevin is, Rashi shiten in chulin, this Rashi is also, Rashi is going l'shitos, eh? Rashi shiten in chulin is as follows. that he's not allowed, if you hold Ein Breire, you're not allowed to drink the wine. Why? Because maybe I'm drinking the Trume. Maybe that what I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow night is not that which was oimed to be mufresh today. Amoyre dike Rashi, which is very difficult to understand, but let us a bit there on what Rashi says. Rashi seems to hold, you can't make truma on nothing. You're making a chalois truma and you're not giving any guidelines on what the truma should be chal, mavuzel veren truma. So Rashi learns there's something that is oimid lahafrish today. That means now if you look at this wine, and you'll take every, you'll ask someone, I'm going to drink 5 glasses of wine, and thus, and tell me what is oimid to be mafresh when tomorrow after Havdol I'm going to take out a shnei lugim. Which wine do you think is oimid lahafresh? In lo yitzi there's a cheshbon. Mistame, if we could pinpoint ala cheshbonis, this wine is mistame the wine that's oimid lahafresh. This wine is oimid lahafresh. If things will go normal, everything, this wine will be oimid lahafresh. So the man, the yomer that holds yesh breira, holds. There was wine today that was oimid lahafresh. Mistame, that was the wine that was nifresh tomorrow. I should think ashini is gevor. Mistame, the wine that today was oimid lahafresh, that was the wine that was nifresh. So you say yesh breira, you say trum. The man, the yomer that holds ein breire, holds that could be wine A was oimid lahafrish, and you drank wine A in Shabbos, and you're going to take out wine B. So memela the pula nasidis cannot be mevara that this is what was oimid lahafrish, this was what was oimid lahafrish. Maybe something else was oimid lahafrish. So shitas Rashi and Chulin is that the wine is not tevel. The wine is chulin and trume. And a kohen won't have any problems whatsoever. A kohen could drink the wine. A Bnei Yisrael can drink the wine. Why? Because a Yisrael could be, he'll be drinking the trume in Shabbos. It could be that, but he's going to be mafresh meitzoi Shabbos, was not the wine that was oimed lahafresh erev Shabbos. So from Rashi we see a mu'uyim dikizach. From Rashi we see that the man diyomo the holds yesh breire. It's pshat that there is something that's oimid to it's oimid to occur, and later when it happens, I say this is what was oimid to occur. So let us say that. Let us say by almanas b'mokim she'erze. Now let's go to Erevin. We have here that there's a kol kairei erev Shabbos. There's kol kairei. A chochem is coming min a mizrach, a chochem is coming min a mayrev. He wants to go to one of the droshes. Exactly now he didn't, and now he was too busy in the achonis of Erev Shabbos to figure out which drosh he wants to go to. So dval Erev Shabbos he put down 2 Erev and 1 a mizrach, 1 a mayrev. Which one should be kaine? L'mokim she'erza. Tomorrow I'll have time, I'll decide which drosh I want to go to. And that drosh I want and that ruach, I want the Erev should be kaine. So l'chayr, according to Shitas Rashi, so pshat is, that really, if he would have time to figure out now, mestame, we could figure out the mokim that is oimet, the drosha that is oimet, he'll want to go and listen to. Mestame, we could figure it out. And what he decides tomorrow, mestame, that already today, he was oimet to take it, to go to the mair of the kedrosha. But now he was too bold, he was toilet over my stomach, there was whatever, what he decides tomorrow is aimed. So what'll be, so Mamela, so it helps if you hold yesh breire. What if you hold ein breire? So l'chayre, if you hold ein breire, so this person is in hot water. So what's pshat? So could be that what he decided tomorrow, that he wants to go to the Meir of the Kechochem, really could be he wasn't aimed to go to the Meir of the Kechochem Erev Shabbos. He was aimed to go to the Mizrach de Kechochem. So could be, so what'll be, so he can't, so he's in hot water. That means could be he was kind of Shvisa be Mizrach, Tachet al be the nafke mina betindrish. Could be he was kind of shvisa be mizrach. It could be he was kind of shvisa be meire. So me mele, so he's in hot water. And could, so he doesn't know where he was kind of shvisa. L'chayre, that should be according to Rashi l'shitose. So let us see Rashi over here. The ein breire. Maishna lekanda lekanda. Tola atzme loy me beeze she erza eilech. De loy shari rabi yude. The ein breire. So Rashi says, what is pshat ein breire? The chibore lemocho. When he decides tomorrow to go to Meirev, omrinon. Baksim, here's Rashi leshitosoy. Shemo esmel kikona eirev. Lavdaite yahach. He didn't want to go to the Meirev dike. Elo, aidoch, he wanted to go to the other one. So Rashi says, klo, ein breire is, not that he wasn't koine eruvoi. He was irif koine eruv, but maybe he was koine the other eruv. That's the svara of ein breire. That's me, this is Rashi l'shitosoi. The Rashi in Chulin says, vi od ein breire, the afrosh is trume is chal, but maybe that's not the trume that was, maybe that's not the trume that was, asheni osid lahafrish, the trume is in the lug, but I drank it already. This is Rashi l'shitos. But let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara said that Ayoy said that if he's Masne, Ayoy said another Masne, Shnei Dvorim. Because he holds a Breire. Frek the Gemara, Mizrach Amarev Nami. B'shaloi bo elo echod, he came, b'shaloi bo elo echod, only one Chochem came. Because al kedaita hashte, the Gemara held that the case is as follows. What's the shaila? The bein ashmosh is adayin leibo chochem lemizrach. The chochem did not come lemizrach bein ashmosh. Is adayin ho yerochik min ha'ir shisha alofim pochish tei ames. Umishach sheicho. So after when it became night, holach alofim v'nichnas alpayim v'nichnas l'soich arba alofim shalir. So, b'shas hanoches ha'erev, the chocham was 6,000 amis away. So, memele, v'zeh, so what was the sofik? V'zeh sheniach eruvoi, v'tolo b'das ha'chocham. He didn't know what the chocham is going to decide, v'oma. Im yovoi le'mizroch, if the chocham decides to walk these 2,000 amis, so then I'll be able, I'll be koine shvis in mizroch, I'll be able to go to him. Eruvi le'mizroch, v'im lo yovoi, what if he decides not to come these 2,000 amis? Loy le'kan v'loy le'kan, areini ki b'nei'iri. Then I don't want to be koine in mizroch, I want to be like b'nei'iri. The law, yehei eruv, so then it shouldn't be an eruv. Lemochar shom ashebol lemizrach. Miyoymer, so now the shayla was, miyoymer de bishaskni is eruv, hayadas chochem likonesul seich dalo the law from Shalir. Yerashi also says. So you have to say, if you're old yesh b'reire, so you have to say that the chochem already, it was aimed him to come to Mizrach. Dilmaloi hoyo bedate lozus. Maybe it wasn't bedate lozus. So erev Shabbos, how could you say the Mizrach erev should be koine? Maybe erev Shabbos he wasn't aimed bechlal to come. Bloi kon eruvi shol ze. Rabbi Yudi kom al de kon idam rinen uvra dovol de soifoy hechia shebein esh moshe. So you don't really come for kiat. Since I see later that he decided to come le Mizrach, so I see that he had wanted all along to come to Mizrach. Zakte Gemore, so Memele, so it's Akashe, and this Bereise that Ayoy is telling us, it's Seisen sich minei abei. Am Rabbi Yechanan ukva bo chochem, as nisen bo hochi yaskinu, she bo chochem kva koidem bein ha-shmoshes. He had already come koidem bein ha-shmoshes. But he did not know where he came. So tomorrow he found out. Gili milse baalmo, the goli milse. Do erev kone veinzu smach al breire sofik. That's not pshat. That we're saying, I'm now making a chalois on a sofik that will be nisbara later. Ela kniya vadois. Shreyoma le tzad achochem yikna li erev. The tzad at achochem is here. This, and he's here already. I don't know which tzad this is, but the tzad that he's here should be koine. Vachochem kva bo koinem kniya seire vakone. So male, this is not toli and nasidus. This is mevura now. I don't know what it is, but I'm saying. The Chochem is either in the Mizrach HaEir or the Ma'ariv. I'm saying, the Chochem, wherever Ruach the Chochem is, so this Ruach the Erev should be kind. Zog the Gemara a bissl weiter. Then we'll see Taisvis. So what did the Gemara say? Rav said, Lesser Limas Nisin Midetonei Ayin. Rav said, that we don't paskin like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah by says Rabbi Yehuda holds Breire, but I said Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Breire. Fact the Gemara Adarabe. So why are you matcha our Mishnah because of the Breise of Ayoy? Adarabe, less of the Ayoy, we must nissen, fakert. We have our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breire. Aye says he does not the brayer, so forget this. Aye is so scout. So the Gemara says, "Alke daitach." No, that you can't say. Toshamine lei, we have another missioner, another baraisa, the Rabbi Yehuda, the last lay brayer. We know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold brayer. It's not. What is Anya? Halaykeach yain mi bein akusim. A person bought yain from kusim, and the kusim are choshud and not mafresh trumesomaisres. And it is Erev Shabbos. And he doesn't have a keli to be mafrish through Mr. Maisris. Oimer. So he says, Shnei lugim shani yosid lahafrish. Meitzoi Shabbos, I'll get keli. Shnei lugim shani yosid lahafrish. Arayin trume. They should now become trume. Asoro maiserishain. Tisho maiserishaini. Umeichel. And the maiserishaini that he... Maiserishaini. He didn't say where the Maisa Shani is, but in this chavis, there should be Tisha Lugim of Maisa Shani, Umechel, and he's Rashi and Shram Mechel, he's Mechalol, the Maisa Shani and Mois. So, Vishayse Miyat, Divrei Rab Meir. So Rab Meir holds Al Koponim, so on Maisa Shani you don't need Breire. And Maisa Shaini, he made Maisa Shaini, and it's in the Chavis, and he's Mechalal it now, wherever it is, the Kedushas Maisa Shaini should be Nifte on the Mois. Rab Yehuda, ve Rab Yoisi, ve Rab Shimon Oisrin. Rab Yehuda says, this is an Egelonu, that you can't do such a thing. So, Mestame, because Rab Yehuda doesn't hold of Breire. So, Mamel, that's what the Gemara said. Herzach zu. It's not only Ayoy that said Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Breir. We have enough in the Breis here. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Breir. Zogt Rashi, Adrabe, Lese, Lida Ayoy, the Masnisenika. Mishnah Zika, Vahi Breisi. This is a Breisi. So, if I can't, we should be Machir that the mission is correct. Lois halkadaitach lafuki luhuda lahida ayoyim. Halaykeach yayin mi bein akusim. Koidim shegozru al yayinom. This was before they were guys on yayinom. Nefosh b'shchites chulin. Nestam kusim lemifrishi trume. Vein lo ze kelim lahafrish lesoicham trume mais. He does not have the kelim to make afrosh. Oy meshnei lugim shani osed lahafrish trume min ameyo harayin besoichai. So the two lugin should be in here. But I'm going to be osed lahafrish now. So now they're in here. This he can make without Breire. After it was Kairish Hem and the Yayin, and he called the Maisa Shaini, Yachalalenu Bechol Mokim Shu'al Amoitz. He's Mechalal Amoitz. Vishayse Miyad. Lachazman, in the Legabi, the Trumas of Maisa, Lachazman, Yafresh HaTrumas, Vahamaisa, this is the truma that was aimed lahafresh. Oisrin, kasalkadai tachashte, the tamayim ishum de kasovri ein breire. So memela we see Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Now let us see Taisvis. loy sal kedai toch de shamine lei le rab yehude de les lei breire desna. So the Gemara was machia that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire, because besides the bereis of ayoy, we also have a bereis of shnei lugim shani yosed lahafrish. Rabbi Yehuda is oiser, so we see in two places Rabbi Yehuda does not hold breire. Vim toime akati leso lida ayoy elhida lekeach. Frektach Toisvis, you're showing Bekiyas that there's places you see Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Breire. I'll show you two Mishnayas that Rabbi Yehuda holds Breire. Mikami Masnisen Dohoche. We have one Mishnah. Who Masnisen the Misha Ochzoi. The Mahi Bo'oison Hayomim. The Daikino Mino Bereish Kolaget. The Islay Rabbi Yehuda Breire. Mahi ba'oisan ayomin means as follows. It is speaking about that a person gave a get, and when he gave the get to his wife, he said, im omus mechayli zeh, he was sick. Im omus mechayli zeh, and Taisus explains over there, it's speaking about that the get should be chal an hour shah achas koidem misosi. Now, this is totally in Breire. It says the get should be chal shoachas koidem misosei. Now this shoachas will only be nisbarer after he dies. When he dies, so then the hour before becomes shoachas koidem misosei. But he's mevarer now. He's saying now the get should be chal in this zman, and this zman is not mevurer, and it will be nisbarer after he dies. So it's totally in breire. Va'af al pikein. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a good get. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds a breire. That's one right. The Mai Bois Nayomim, the Dakinim Nebereish Kolaget, the Isle Rabbi Yehuda breire. A Mishnah. Umikame Bereise de Merube, there's a Bereise in Merube, there also we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds breire. What's the Bereise? The Koma Rabbi Yehuda, Shachris Oimer Balabayis, Kol ma sheyilketu aniyim yehei hefker. What's the story over there? The story over there was as follows. There were elche balabatim who were afraid that the aniyim were not bekiyim or zehirim in hilches matnas aniyim. For example, in hilches leket, the halach is as follows. Shnayim leket, shloisha eina leket. The Peshas, they're cutting the tvue, so two kernels fall down, that's leket. Three is ain't leket. No, Nachmadach Zayin, Ashtikol Lamdun, and Azoya, to make sure there was only Shnayim, not Sholish. So they might be Nichshol. They might, let's say if Shloish ain't leket, there's another problem. If Shloish ain't leket, besides the Gezeldike problem, there's a Teveldike problem. Because the din is matnas aniyim is potter from trumas amaisres. If it's not matnas aniyim, it's chayiv trumas amaisres. So memele, so if the aniyim won't be bekiyim and zehirim, they'll be nichshol and tevel. So sanelach balabos, what did he do? He said, ma she yilketu aniyim hayoim, whatever, they'll be malaket, I'm now mafker. He's mafker it now. So memele, so the hefker is potter min amaisa. So memele, they're not nichshol in gezel, not in tevel. Shalom al Yisrael. But the shaila is, he has in his field there are 100,000 kernels. Which kernels is he mafka? So he's mafka the kernels that aniyim will climb later. So memele, he's making a chalois hefker on what? On what will be nisbara later that I want to be mafka? So now he doesn't know what he's being mafka, but in his barra later, how much, and on which kernels he was mafka. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you do such a thing. The Koma Rabbi Yehuda, Shachris Oimer Balabayis, Kol Ma Sheyilketu Anim, Yeyefka. No, the Bechol Hani, Israel Rabbi Yehuda Breire. Rabbi Yehuda holds Breire. So Memele, so what's this? So Mamela Frektach Taisva. So you have over here already, we have a Mishnah. One Mishnah, and a Mishnah in Gittin. That Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Gittin, Rabbi Yehuda holds Breire, and the Bereis in Merube. So it's three against two. So Mamela, so why are you matre because of Ayoy and the Baraisa of Lekeach Yami Beinakos? That's the Isviskash. The Yeshloima, the Rav Mechalek, Bein Toile Bedas Acherim, Bein Toile Bedas Atzmoy. Toile Bedas Acherim, then Rav Yehuda does hold Breire. Toile Bedas Atzmoy, Rav Yehuda does not hold Breire. Kamoishim Mechalek Abaye Bereish Kol Haget. Now let us just say over what the Gemara and Bereish Kol Haget is speaking about, and then we'll try to understand Tosfos. The Gemara and Bereish Kol Haget is speaking about two cases. Case number one is speaking about that a person has two wives with the same name, and he wants to be Megarish, one of the two wives. Which one does he want to be Megarish? You have to write the get lishmos. You have to tell the sefer that he has two wives, Rochel, Bas Yaakov. Which wife does he want to be Megarish? He has to tell the sefer, he has to be Mechavin. So he said, Le'eze she'erze, the vow you write the get. For which Rochel, Bas Yaakov? I'll decide tomorrow which one I want to get. Abu Daval, now I have a sefer, Daf Menarein Chappen. You write the get for me for the Rochel, Bas Yaakov, that I want to be Megarish. That's one Gemara. So there the Gemara says, you don't say Breire. You don't say Breire. So a male, if you don't say Breire, so it wasn't Mevurer, Bishas, Ksivas, Hasoifer, which Rochel Bas Yaakov is Nizgarish, so it's Felton Lishma. If you don't say Breire, Felton Lishma. Because it wasn't Mevurer, Bishas, Ksivas, which Rochel Bas Yaakov. There's another case over there, also two Rochels Bas Yaakov. Both of them were in a room. And he told the Sefer to write the get, to which Rochel Bas Yaakov, Le'eze she'teitze mi Pesach Rishon. Both the first one that goes out of the door, I want that the get should be written for that one. So there the Gemara says, Yesh Breire. There we all say Yesh Breire. And the get is good. Frek the Gemara, what's the chilek? So Abaye says, is the chilek ben toila bedas atzmai, toila bedas achayim. So Rashi explains over there, this stems very good with our Rashi, that Toile Bedas Atzmoy, then you don't know Breire. The Midaasni Bereshe Leize She'erze Gila Bedatoy Shoya Peseach Al Beis Asifim. Now he doesn't know which one he wants to get. The Lekele Meime De Mikore Huvrer Datoy Lozu. You see, he got hold of a sefer, right? Which one? Leize She'erze. So you see now, Bishas Ksivas HaSefer, he's not Oymed. He's not oimid to be megarish any of them. So memele, so if he's not oimid, so he can't say later, it's uvr adom mefreyu, was oimid to be megarish this one. Bishayte, he was a pesach al shtei asifim, so he wasn't oimid anything. Avol toile bedas acherim, leizi sheteiti mi pesach tchilos lameme, shizu oiseru yelotzeis. There was one that was oimed to go out. But there was one that was oimed to go out, and the one that went out, Trila, that was the one that's oimed to go out, and that one he wanted to get. So, Koponim, we see that Abai is Mechadish in Gittin, that Toile Bedas Atzmoy is a svara to say, Ein Breire. Toile Bedas Acherim is a svara to say, Yesh Breire. So Mamela was Zoktaisvis. So Mamela Zazai. The case in Gittin is Taylor Bedas Acherim. Taylor Bedas Acherim is the Shokai de Misosi. It's Zicha Taylor Bedas Acherim. You could say it was Aymet, he should die. If I can't talk about Zicha, it was Aymet, he should die the next hour. So Mamela, so this is the Shah that was Aymet, that the Shokai de Misosi. Dalton by Leket, also the same thing. Mashiilketu ani mayoy, mitzayla bedaschem. And then he holds yesh breir. Mashiinkein over here. Do haltman ein breir. So the Taisus Arosh asks, "What's the mamir dike kasha?" So he says, "Bishloimen our Mishnah is tayla bedas atzmai." That It's Taylor Bedas Atzmoy that Beizah Shenza, Ishnem Rabbeisab Lamakim Sheyil Tzayelach. So there it's Taylor Bedas. There it's Taylor Bedas Atzmoy. So he holds, so Aye said he holds Embreyer. Because that's the Machloikis Aye in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Taylor Bedas Atzmoy holds Yesh Breyer. Aye says he holds Embreyer by Taylor Bedas Atzmoy. Taylor Bedas Atzmoy holds Embreyer. So this is good. But what is the second case? Alekeach yayin mi bein akusim. So there is also a pesach. It's also teila bedas atzmai. I mean, the one I'll be mafresh tomorrow. That should now become tuma. That's also teila bedas atzmai. But can you say over there he was a pesach hashneiasifim? He didn't know. There we could zicha say there was one that was oimid lahafresh. So this kasha the Taisus Arosh asks on Taisus. That he can't stell to the Taylor Bedas Atzmoy of our Gemara to the Taylor Bedas Atzmoy of Abai and Gittin. Yeah, fine. So let's go back to Taisviz. Yeshlem et Arab, Mechalik Metel Bedas Achem, Metel Bedas Atzmoy, Kamei Shemechalik Abai Bereish Kalaget. Vahid de Gittin and the Merube have a Taylor Bedas Achem. Vosom Islai Breire. Aber Teil das hat mei Leslie Breyer. Loch ich komm mal de Leslie Masnissen diktoni de Isla Rabbi Yehuda Breyer. We don't know like the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Breyer ba afilo be Teil ba das hat mei. Mi kam de Ayoy. Ayoy said he doesn't know Breyer ba Teil ba das hat mei. Mi kam he de Lekeach. Vahi de Porer. Vahi de Porer. Oh. So now Taisus has a problem. Hi, the poch, hi, da ayoy. Maishn de lakan, lakan de im breire. So it should be bochochem le mizrach, irubi le mizrach also should be im breire. So according to Taisus, it's a mere de kechilik. In bochochem le mizrach, Rashi explained it depends on what the chochem is going to decide. So that's toile bedas acherim. So memelis of a keltos givaldik, what's the gemara's kashe, maishno? Bochochem le mizrach is teile bedas acherim. Beize mokim sheretz is teile bedas atzmai. Yeah. Vahai de poche hi da ayoi. Maishna de lekan de lekan de ein breire loy le raf porich. It's not a kash and raf. Dille di day de mechalik ben teile bedas atzmai teile bedas acherim os a shape. Elle le mishe ein ein mechalik porich. So the kash is l'mishayne mechalik. Rabbi Yochanan the Mishani yikvar bochochem. Rabbi Yochanan also does not differentiate between teila bedas atzma and teila bedas acherim. Nami einim mechalik. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no difference between teila bedas atzma and teila bedas acherim. According to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Taka is chaylik on Rav. Rav says that lesel masnisa mikame da ayoy because Rav differentiated between teila b'das atzmai and teila b'das acherim. Rabbi Yechon did not differentiate. So according to Rabbi Yechon, the halacha is not like, Ayoy, because we have too many hechachas fakert fi ayoy. I think we should skip over to the next Taisus, because Taisus now goes in a whole bunch of sugyas with Astira and with Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. I think the more pshat would be negated the next Taisus. This na, aleikeach yayin mi bein akusim. So Taisus says the sanye garsin, and it's a barais and not a mishne. The bemishne bidmai perik zayin leka elo milsa darameh luchut. There is a mishne lekech yami bein akusim, but they would only have this four-way machloikis. We only have dibre ameyach. So ameyach, it's a barais. Frek toch teisves, va'af al gad, darameyach gozar al yeinon. Even though rameyach was gozar al yeinon, ke da'oma perikame dechulin. So memela, so what's pshat alekech, yaymi bein akusim, you're not allowed to drink the wine. Zois nishnis koidum gzeira. Va'af al gav, de rab yoisi, ve rab shimin, svira lehu, kusim geire aroyis, eh? Kedoma b'menoches, peirik rab yishmoel. They hold kusim geire aroyis. Geire aroyis means that the whole geiris of the kusim was not an emissary geiris, it was a forced geiris. They were afraid of the lions, so the geiris was not a true geiris, so the real goyim. So according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they're goyim. And it says in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, toimim mishal nochrim al shal kusim. So you see, klal de'avadin akub, mikol mokim. So Taisa says, obokivin de polshi me'avodizore, heim tvei misharumis. Since these kusim ain't a chanami, la loche de goyim. But since they're perish me'avodizore, umarzikim b'teirish ebiksav, v'loi ho yuoiv dimalehaim k'mayshosa b'bayis rishin, like gozwal yainon. So Taisa says, like about the kechidish, they could have a goy, which in Allah is a goy, but if he is a goy, it's not only a psalm, it's a whole ummah, a whole shevet, that these goyim are not oivdei avodei zorah, marzikim b'teir shebiksav, so these goyim, they weren't goyim zorah al yein. Yeah. Legoz al yein, vava pisha gozo al piton, kamoy l'rab meya koydem gzeire, shahoya piton osa, v'yeinon muta. That's one teretz of Taisus. Inami hocha ayrik shetir Yisrael yeinoi shalkus. He is talking about that the goyim didn't make the yayin that was done under Hashkoche, and there was out done on Idei Yisraelim. So even though the maise it belongs to the kusim, but there's no iser of yeinom since they weren't oisik and asiyas hayayin. Shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish. So it seems these kusim are choshud not to be mafresh trume. That amoritz is also choshud. That's the meaning of demai. But trume gedoyle, since it doesn't involve not to give too much, chitachas peteres asakri, so memele trume gedoyle, evel amoratzim on choshud. Abakusim afilu truma gdoyle mafrish. That's an amor. That's a Yiddish amor. It's abakusim truma gdoyle also one mafrish. Fa'afal gavde beperik shloishe sha'ochlu amrinen de kusoi asuri ma'asri karoi de bemai de chsivi mizer ziri fakert en nizer en teire shabiksav so fakert so they're better than amor. Hani mili leche la'atzmo. That's when it comes for zichalein, some emaila that hakenizel, because it's ksivi. Avolim keila achirim loy masri. They'll tell that the leidoshi lifneivel esitein michshel ela kepashte. Lifneivel esitein michshel is only now to stick out your foot when an iver is passing by. Aber epsazay to be marshal and achet. Thus is that they don't that is not pashte dikra. Memela, so therefore they're not nizan this at all. Va'af al gav da einon chshudim al agezel. Frektach toisvis, but this is gezel. That means by selling it to the saying that they were mafresh trumis and maisris, so it comes out they're selling matnas kahun over here. I mean they're selling stolen articles over here. It doesn't belong to them. It's matnas kahun, matnas levir. Va'af al gav da'in chshudim al ha'gezel. Hochel le'choshev le'gezel. Da'ave momin sha'in le'toivim. Who does it belong to? It's momin ha'shevet. But there's no miyuchedike bailam over here. Momin sha'in le'toivim, that's not called by them gezel. Va'oi, the chos man sh'loi hufrish ha'in yidoy mishi gezel. Sha'dayin le'nishchav litin le'koyin oi le'levi. Dechiv nesine ischal with the afroshet. So memele, so kozman there wasn't an afrosh, there's no chiv nesina, so where's there the gezel? V'teida, I'll bring you a raya that it's not doime le gezel. Ham oretz loy nechshetu ala gezel, v'chshidi ala maizkos, and ham oretz is also not nechshet al gezel, v'chshidi ala maizkos. So kochok pshat is, that koidim she'ufresh, it's ain't doime le gezel, it's momen she'en loy toivim, and it's in the summer, the kind of shufrish, it doesn't seem to them that it's gezel. But oi, the samchi ahode, the shinibab metziya, aser to aser, vachalta, v'loi moicha, the chiv afrosh is only if the one who it grew by is eating it. But if he's selling it, so they learn shat, there's no chiv afrosh is maisa at all.